Righto, let's get stuck straight into it because Steve Rossich from the Fremantle Football Club has been good enough to join us. And I would say for SKG Radiology, have you had a test lately, Steve?
Not lately. I probably should.
walk through the throng of fans of Fremantle. You may end up with an injury. Nobody saw this coming. You probably felt as though it may have come sometime down the track. But how quickly has this fall begun on your shoulders, do you feel?
Well, firstly, good evening, gentlemen, and to that, to your listeners. Hopefully the rain will hold off so they can get home safely, and me too a little bit later. Look, Brad, as you indicated, we've come off, in particular the last 4 years, four really strong seasons, well and truly in contention in 13, 14 and 15, and in that time winning the second most games in the competition to Hawthorn. So it was a strong base to build upon. Our form wasn't what the coaches wanted to be, and indeed our players at the start of this season, and now compounded with injuries, we've become used to winning, and unfortunately for all of us and our supporters, we're not seeing that at the moment. But what we are seeing is things through a different lens, and the opportunity for some players that they wouldn't have got in a team that had all their players up and going and winning football games.
So where to from here, Steve? Is this something that, as one of the key administrators at your footy club, do you want to see your list experimented with so that you can say no and understand more about what you've got?
The short answer, Carl, is yes. And people come up with different words, and I'm not about defining a word for it, whether it's rebuilding or resetting, but that's the opportunity now. That we've got a significant challenge with the fact that we've got a number of our quality players and indeed leadership group that are not out on the paddock and are not supporting our young developing players. But through that challenge comes opportunity. And as I said, we're getting young players that are getting exposed to league football and to roles and responsibilities that they perhaps haven't, wouldn't have got if those players are around. And, you can see the likes of Alex Pearce, who had grown, and as you mentioned in the intro, unfortunately now out for the season, which is disappointing for the football club and for Alex, who's such a fine young man. But, others like Lockie Weller and Connor Blakely and Ed Langdon and Darcy Tucker, and maybe pretty soon a new draftee, Sam Collins, and perhaps later in the year, Shane Yaron, will get opportunities. And that's what our supporters can look forward to, and our coaches continuing to develop those players and our game style for the future.
Steve Ross's mantra is effort and to compete, and I don't think anybody's saying they're not trying. Is this list cooked? And if it's not, why are they playing the way they are? And does Ross need to change? Do they need to change? Do you need to change personnel? What do you think needs to reinvigorate this current list going forward in 2017?
Well, firstly, and that's another terminology, cooked. I'm not saying people that are cooked. I'm saying people that are working really hard and focused on improving in a cohesive group. People are approaching their work and their footy with the enthusiasm, and as you indicated, we're seeing the effort there, but due to key injuries, I mean, if any side in the 18 had the likes of Fife, Bunnell, Johnson and Sanderlands and Hill, Mundy and others, and now Alex Pearce not playing, they're going to be challenged, but that's a great opportunity for us. But in terms of what we do for the future, it's the same thing we do every year, and I can assure our members and supporters, we look at every aspect of our football operations to make sure that we've got things in place to give us the best chance of securing success in the future. And that's what we're doing now. And I think Carl's question led it. Are we rebuilding? Well, yes, we are. We're resetting it for the future to make sure that we can be, back where we want to be. And that's one of the best performing teams in the competition, which we have been the last 4 years. And we'll continue to be a considered and pragmatic footy club to give us the best chance of doing that.
Steve, outside of WA boys coming home, it's been really difficult to attract quality talent. Now, you've done it with Daniel Pearce, it didn't work with Jack Anthony, and it didn't work with Colin Sylvia, but outside of, say, WA boys, what do you think, or what have you, given that you're working in that environment, seen as, say, the issues why they won't head west? They seem to want to swap other clubs on the East Coast, no problem, but heading west seems to be a big issue.
Well, just talking about that specifically, and then perhaps I'll talk more broadly. But firstly, we're a club with strong fundamentals. So we are attractive to players, and we have a number of conversations with players, and we are already in terms of looking at them for future Fremantle Dockers players. And we've got a strong coach, we've got a strong group of players that will take us in the future, and it's a great market here in Western Australia. So there's lots of positives, but the practicalities are you know, anyone that comes here, apart from if they're coming from West Coast, have to move into state, and teams in Melbourne have got nine to poach. That's a challenge, but we're up for that. And as I said, we're, you know, this situation allows us to attack our list management activities a little bit sooner than we normally could, and we're finding that we're having very productive and positive discussions in that space. A long way to go, but we're certainly on the front foot.
Now,
and I guess more broadly, and just quickly, and I mentioned that I think it was reported in the West on Saturday, you know, we are undertaking a list management review, which we had planned to do before the start of the season, because as you indicated, Brad, you know, we needed to, you know, perhaps refocus our list, and we're doing that. And that'll be completed in June and set us up for, you know, our list management activities at the bulk of this season, which for the first time in a long time, it looks like we're going to have an early draft pick, and that's currency that we haven't had for a very long time. In fact, you know, we've had only, you know, two top 10 picks since 2008, and that's, you know, indicative of our strong performances on the field. There's only Hawthorn that's had less than that. And other teams such as, you know, your team, Brad, the Western Bulldogs, have had a few more than that. And there's certainly some outliers in GWS and Gold Coast and Melbourne, et cetera, that we're chasing in that respect. But we're clearly up for that challenge as well.
Steve, weather and elements on the weekend certainly curtail the attendance. Are you concerned about the numbers lately, 28, 20? And are you getting any backlash from members, supporters and sponsors about the team performance?
Well, it was certainly a dirty night, wasn't it? Weather-wise, it was a night that Perth hasn't seen for some time. And, you know, it was an eagerly anticipated game, you know, right through the early part of the season. We sold over 43,000 tickets to the game, and we weren't surprised, to be honest, to see a little over 20,000 at the game. For those people that braved it, I applaud them and thank them, to be honest. It wasn't a very nice night. I can't blame those members and supporters that decided to go to the pub or stay at home and watch the game. You know, that sort of game we would have expected on Saturday night with fair weather, 37,000-38,000 people. And we've got terrific members, and they'll continue to support us throughout this season, no doubt.
One thing that has been difficult, though, Steve, and both West Coast and Freo, and I broadcast, as you know, every week at the home games, but I look across the field this season with both clubs, and the boxes aren't full. From a financial environment off the field, it's been pretty difficult, hasn't it?
Oh, look, it has in some respects, but it hasn't in others. We're at record membership this year, which, again, is a great show of support. And, you know, it's terrific that our members and supporters continue to get behind our footy club. And as I said, they'll look through the lens this year of how our young players are developing and how we set ourselves at the end of the year to move back to where we want to be in 2017 and beyond. In the sponsorship space, we're actually ahead of budget, and I can't find another sporting club in the country that's in that respect. It's been terrific to see not only our current sponsors stay on, but new sponsors come on board. The one tough market is the corporate hospitality market, and that's a global phenomenon. And we're working really closely with our clients there. And the new Perth Stadium will see us, Carl, address that really well. It's such an exciting project. You know, it's great to drive by it, as we do when we go to the airport, and see it coming out of the ground. And that'll provide a new experience for our corporates and members in season 2018.
As part of the review, will that include the sports science and the physical side of things? You've had a few soft tissue injuries.
Look, as I said, we look at every aspect of our footy ops every year. We have had some collision injuries this year that, you know, are pretty hard to avoid and are unfortunate, the Fife and the Alex Pearce and the Sandlin situation. But, Brad, yeah, we've had a few soft tissue injuries, particularly in the lower leg, area. We analyse each and every injury when they occur, whether it's at training or in a game. So we're doing that, and we're having a particular focus on our lower leg injuries, just looking at our pre-season, our load management, you know, all sorts of things, talking to experts nationally, internationally, and that work's ongoing. So that we're on top of it and make sure we're first class in that area.
Is Lachie Neale's a subject of a lot of speculation? Is there any chance he might sign a deal this week?
Fine young man, and, you know, working really hard and having a strong season. And, you know, I'd love to say that, but don't quote me on it, that we feel very positive about where Lachie sits, but we don't comment on player contracts, Brad, so we'll see how that plays out.
There could be an announcement. I mean, you've had some staggered announcements over the last couple of weeks, you know, with different things. I mean, you've got to give the members and supporters something to grasp on and to be happy about.
That's right, and that's what we're looking to do. You know, we've got a good group of people that are working really hard for our footy club and our members and supporters to put everything in place to jump back as quick as we can because, quite rightly, we've got used to winning. So we want that experience again.
Hey, Steve, it's never been stronger, your alignment with Peel, and the environment is a good one. The AFL reserves, though, it's something that the AFL is exploring strongly, and you would be probably better to comment on this than I. How keen, I know that you wanted your own teams in the WAFL, how keen would you be to go down that path and have an increased list and more players to pick from and maybe be able to alleviate a few of those injury issues that you've got now?
Well, I wouldn't use the word strongly that they're exploring it. No doubt it's something that the powers that be, the AFL, look at for the long term. What I will say is we're, as you indicated, really positive about our partnership with Peel. It's working very well, and we think it's working very well for them. We'll go through the normal review process with them this year. Off the cuff, I reckon it's our third full year with that partnership this year. There's at least two more to go. And as we see it and the way it's evolving, long may it continue.
Now, who's going to get the women's team? Is it going to be you or West Coast? Because you've both got your fingers in the pie, and I'm hearing only one team out west, Steve.
Well, you've got your finger on the pulse most of the time. So all I can say is we've put in a very serious bid. We think it's an exciting space that we've been operating and assisting in WA football for some time, WA women's football. So we're not surprised to see that growth. We put an extensive submission in, 189 pages. It took me a while to read it, Brad. And it was very considered, and with strong partners in the city of Coburn and also Curtin University, we think it's a compelling one, but it's up to the AFL, and I'm looking forward to the decision either later this month or early June.
Thanks for your time, Steve. We'll look forward to it. And apparently we may be actually speaking to the coach next Tuesday. Is this true?
He's scheduled in, as I understand it, to come on next Tuesday, so looking forward to that.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, gents.